The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for taking the time to tune in today. Now, what if you or someone you know happens to be an immigrant to this country and you hear something on the news that makes you question whether you might be in trouble or get in some kind of trouble? Who do you turn to? Well, you might turn to the Immigrant Legal Center. Online, they're at immigrantlc.org. And with me right now is Eric Omar, Executive Director of the Immigrant Legal Center. Eric, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Mike.
Can you talk a bit about the mission of the Immigrant Legal Center?
Sure. The Immigrant Legal Center's mission is to welcome immigrants into our community through high-quality legal services, education, and advocacy. We've been around for better part of a decade now. Our main focus is on providing direct legal services to our clients. We receive referrals from folks through a variety of ways, through community partnerships and through our immigration hotline services, the Nebraska Immigrant Legal Assistance Hotline. And we handle cases from clients from all around the world.
What are some of the case types that you handle, some of the problems and the issues that you can help folks through?
Sure. Well, so we typically handle clients that are under 150% of the poverty guidelines, the federal poverty guidelines, and a lot of our casework centers around pursuing people's immigration cases, ultimately to, in hopes of obtaining a green card. We also secure work permits and other forms of relief all throughout the state of Nebraska and Southwest Iowa. Some of our work does center on those the most vulnerable folks in the immigrant populations, those living in extreme poverty, folks that are fleeing domestic violence, children who have been abused and or abandoned, and those who would be persecuted if they return to their own country. Handle a lot of asylum cases and other cases related to those case types.
97% success rate's pretty impressive, and that's helping out a lot of people. And again, immigrantlc.org is the website to go to if one would be needing help. Now, with that success rate and with all the help you are giving people, that of course costs money. How do you raise money for the Immigrant Legal Center?
Sure, that's a great question. We raise money through a variety of sources. We're lucky to benefit from the wonderful philanthropic community that Omaha is known for. We receive a lot of grants from local foundations. We raise money from individual donors, and then we also have a few events spread out through the year that help us raise the funds that we need to operate.
Well, I know the Food Truck World Tour is a very popular event, and anytime you're going to mention food from around the world to me, you've got my undivided attention. Can you talk about how it's going to be October 11th, on Sunday, October 11th, from 2 to 6 p.m., and it's going to be just a little bit different this year than it has been due to the COVID pandemic. Can you talk about those differences?
Yeah, that's right. So we have the Food Truck World Tour event coming up on October 11th from 2 to 6 p.m., typically, we would have the event and we'd be spread out in a large site with several food trucks showing up and some entertainment, and people can congregate and socialize and do some fundraising activities on site. This year, due to COVID, it's going to be a little bit different. We turned it into a drive-through event where you can buy your ticket in advance, and we're going to have several food trucks still showing up on site, but you'll drive through and you'll pick up a sample bag of food that has dishes from each of the food truck in an eco-friendly container and a reusable bag. And then instead of having the entertainment on site this year, we are going to live stream a virtual event after you pick up your food, and you can come home and you can tune in and you can hear stories from some of our immigrant families that we've helped in our community, and also there'll be a couple of special musical guest for entertainment purposes. So a little bit different this year. We're still really excited about it. I think that our food truck theme kind of lent itself well to turning it into a drive-thru event.
Well, and actually just the idea of being able to get out, take the family out in the car, and each time you stop at each one of the trucks for which you're going to get something, you get just a quick taste of a different culture, and maybe you get to meet a new friend at a socially distanced event. So not a bad idea at all. If you are in need of any legal help with respect to immigration law, immigrantlc.org would be the website to go to for information, or you can call 402-898-1349, and some folks there will be happy to help you or at least point you in the right direction. He is the executive director of the Immigrant Legal Center. It's Eric Omar. Eric, thanks so kindly for taking the time today.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.